Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 27, lows of 17. Tuesday, we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 25, lows of 18. Wednesday, we can expect thundery showers and a gentle breeze, highs of 24, lows of 17. Thursday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 22, lows of 15. And Friday, we can expect light rain and a gentle breeze, highs of 21 and lows of 15. Please be aware that there's a yellow weather warning for thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. So stay in and stay safe.
In Isle of Wight news this week, if you visit the beach or park this summer, it will be hard to miss these Isle of Wight Council employees. Wearing bright orange t-shirts, these workers are the Isle of Wight's brand new island ambassadors. Patrolling the main tourist resort at the height of the summer holidays, the ambassadors are on hand to offer people advice and guidance on how to stay COVID safe while still enjoying the sun, sea and sand. Annabelle Fletcher is one of 22 leisure service staff to be redeployed into the new role. She said, "My role entails patrolling Sandown Esplanade, checking for any problems, making sure people are happy on the beach, and adhering to social distance guidelines." The reaction from holidaymakers and residents has been positive, and everyone is happy to speak to us. Meanwhile, Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley has objected to a significant housing development in Ryde on land known as West Acre Park. The application submitted by Isle of Wight developer Captiva Homes proposes the construction of a development of 475 homes. Following meetings with over 200 residents to discuss the development, the MP has found significant local objection to the plans. Mr. Seeley has said he is concerned about this development for a number of reasons, not least, he says, because it goes against the Isle of Wight Council's own planning guidelines. Mr. Seeley said, "I do not oppose these homes for opposition's sake. We need to build homes for islanders. However, we need planning which complements our environmental aims, contributes to a more sustainable economic model in which group people have better access to affordable homes and enhances our style and local areas." And finally, patients on the Isle of Wight will be available to get a blood test at the local GP surgery, helping to reduce the need for people to travel. Most people will now be able to have a blood test, which their GP has asked for within their own practice, bringing the service closer to home. Since the start of the lockdown, the walk-in blood test service at St Mary's Hospital has been reduced to urgent requests only. The service is funded by NHS Isle of Wight Clinical Commissioning Group and delivered by Isle of Wight NHS Trust. Dr. Michelle Legg, GP and Clinical Chair of the CCG, said, "Coronavirus forced us to put in place temporary arrangements, but now we have an opportunity to redesign service fit for the future." That's all. I'm Jessica Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Ronan Park, who's a pop singer. Number 2, Tony Clay, who's a TV actor. Number 3, Ian Moore, who's a folk singer. And number 5, John Bergerman, who's a pop artist. Do you know how old these people are? Well, I'll tell you in a little bit. Bye for now.
Hey, Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is pootle. It is a verb meaning to move or travel in a leisurely manner. They were pootling down a canal in their boat. It is a 1970s blend of the verbs poodle and tootle. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 2nd of August 1776 was when the United States Declaration of Independence was formally signed. America was originally colonized by different countries, the main one being Great Britain. This declaration was the first step to America becoming a separate nation. However, Great Britain didn't agree with this move, and the war for independence continued to be fought up until 1783. On the 5th of August 1926, famed escapologist and magician Harry Houdini performed what is arguably his best trick ever. Previously, the Master of Magic had also made an elephant disappear and escaped from a straitjacket that had been suspended upside down. However, for his trick of tricks, Houdini escaped from an underwater coffin after staying in it for 90 minutes, an impressive feat even for him. After the act, Houdini said that he had to keep moving around to stop himself from falling asleep. The 7th of August 1914 was when the very first British shot of World War I was fired. The bullet was shot from a Lee Enfield rifle, and the trigger was pulled by Alhaji Grunchi, who was invading an isolated German colony called Togoland, which surrendered on the 26th of August, approximately 4 days after the first shot was fired on the West Front. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and remember I told you all about these people who have had their birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth as well. Number 1, Ronan Park, who was born in 1988. Number 2, Tony Clay, who was born in 1991, is aged 29 today. Number 3, Ian Moore, who was born in 1968 and is aged 52 today. And finally, John Bergerman, who was born in 1979, is aged 41 today. I'll have some more for you next week. Bye for now.
In I Love Light News this week, Vectis Radio is to increase its power. Following full technical clearance from the regulator Ofcom, Vectis Radio will be raising its transmitter power on the 18th of August from the current 25 watts to 150 watts. This should improve the community radio station's coverage to many of the outlying areas of Newport. Station manager Ian Matt said, "We applied to Ofcom in 2019 to increase our official service area to include many of the villages on the outskirts of Newport. They agreed to our request to do this by a power increase and issued a set of technical requirements for us to meet. As a coastal station, it was necessary to get international approval for our power increase, and although this arrived earlier in the year, lockdown stopped us progressing any further for the time being. I am pleased to say that we have set Tuesday, 18th of August, for the work to be carried out." Director Kelvin Curry said, "All being well, we will have the new aerial and transmitter installed and tested during that day. There will inevitably be some interruptions to our FM broadcasts whilst the upgrade is happening, but these will be kept to a minimum." Finally, Vectis Radio is asking if there are any organisations on the island who could help them by providing a cherry picker with a suitably qualified operator for a few hours that day. If you can help, please email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm. Meanwhile, a car has been seized by police after the driver was found behind the wheel with no insurance. The distinctive Cosworth was collected by Stag Lane Motors and will be kept by the Hampshire Constabulary until agreed fees are paid under the Road Traffic Act 1988. A police spokesperson said our colleagues managed to catch up with the driver of this vehicle, who was out and about with no insurance. The vehicle has been seized and collected by Stag Lane. These officers use proactive targeted policing, as well as intelligence-led policing, using a number of overt and covert tactics. We would always encourage the public to report anything that is suspicious or concerns them. Information can be passed anonymously via 101 or online at www.hampshire.police.uk. And finally, the government has announced that it has allocated almost £2.5 million to the creation of a rural employment hub at Branstone Farm near Apsheath, providing new industrial and commercial space, creating 100 new jobs. Thousands of new homes and other vital infrastructure projects have been given green light, with more than £124 million of investment in the South East confirmed by Housing Secretary Robert Jenrick this week. The move is part of the government's comprehensive plan to deliver upgrades to local infrastructure and boost skills to help fuel a green economic recovery. Branstone Farm will be a mixed-used development designed to act as a template for sustainable work and live developments. This is an exemplar project bringing to life the island's recently acquired biosphere status, regeneration strategy and emerging land use plan. The development will provide 42 affordable housing units and commercial space in new and renovated buildings, creating 100 new jobs. That's all, I'm Jesper Haycott's O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.